now stay tuned for Straight Talk, the show where social justice meets criminal law. Brought to you on WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville, by Tucker Griffin Barnes. Now here's your host, Andre Hakes.
I'm your host, Andre Hakes, and today on Straight Talk, our guest is Bruce Williamson. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Andre.
What we're going to talk about today is the court's collocation situation. You know, I'm not sure that everybody out there knows what that is. You and I know a little bit about it because we've been sitting in lengthy and fascinating bar meetings. Basically what we're talking about is moving some of the courthouses downtown.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, what's on the table right now and what's under consideration.
Well, the general concept of courts collocation, a very big word, it simply means taking the Albemarle County General District Court and taking the Charlottesville General District Court from their current locations and putting them in the same building, along with the clerk's offices for each of those courts. The Charlottesville General District Court is currently located in the police station right next to the Market Street parking garage, and the Albemarle County General District Court is located next door to the historic Albemarle County Circuit Courthouse. The Albemarle County General District Court is growing. Their business is growing. The county is growing. More cases come to court. They need to have a greater capacity than the one courtroom that they have now.
Right.
And so they have considered various options over time as to how to get that increased capacity. And the one that the city and the county have been working on now for several years is to locate them together in a new facility that will be built on High Street, right at the corner of Park and High. There's an old building called the Levy Opera House that is across the street from the SunTrust Bank there on High and Park. And there's a 1980s annex built behind it. That would be torn down. A new building would be built, a several-story building, which would house the clerk's offices of both courts, two courtroom sets, two each, so four courtrooms, most of which would be used by the county over time. And then below, attorney conference rooms and the ground floor, secure parking and entry for what's called a Sallyport. Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun, but it's actually a Sallyport. It's just the place where the sheriffs bring prisoners, people in custody, into the courthouse building, up to the courthouses in a secure manner, and then leave with people who are in custody.
It always sort of reminded me of airlocks in sci-fi movies, right?
Yes,
you drive into one door, and that door shuts behind you, and then we have the judicial pressurization.
Yes, and in science fiction, you hear, and in the jails, you hear clang.
Right.
And that's the essential difference there. And then under that plan, and the plan that they were pursuing for quite some time, and it's still on the table, is to take the Levy Opera House, convert it to the offices of the Albemarle County Commonwealth Attorney, and there's a building called the Jessup House that is catty-corner, diagonally across to the southeast of the Levy Opera House, but still in that same square block called the Jessup House, and that will be converted to the offices of the Charlottesville Commonwealth Attorney.
So basically, we're talking about that intersection at Court Square right where SunTrust Bank is. We're talking about the two corners kind of to the left and to the right of...
Yeah, if you're coming down Park Street, when you get to the light at High, the far left corner. And very convenient to the Albemarle Circuit Court, which is right across the street, to the Albemarle County Juvenile and Domestic Relations Court, which is a half a block away on High Street, and to the Charlottesville Circuit Court, which is a block away on High Street. And convenience to those courts I mentioned because the location of all of the courts within easy walking distance, as they are now, this would be actually easier walking distance because it moves the Charlottesville General District Court a little closer to these others. But there's ease in all of the work that people do in those courts.
Bruce, what goes on in General District Court? What are we talking about here? Are we talking about 3-week-long murder trials?
No. General District Court is, in a lot of ways, the people's court. In Virginia, statistics show over the years that general district courts and juvenile and domestic relations courts, the full title of which is Juvenile and Domestic Relations District Court. So in those district courts, that's where about 98% of people who come into contact with the court system come into contact with the court system. It's there, whether they are defendants, plaintiffs, witnesses, victims, whatever. In the general district court, traffic cases are heard. misdemeanor criminal cases are heard, felony preliminary hearings are heard, and civil cases up to a limited dollar amount are heard.
So you get into you get a speeding ticket, or you get into a bar fight on Saturday night, or you write a bad check that bounces, or you know, any of the myriad little things that people might end up in the court system for, they're going to general district court.
Yes, and most of the things that you and I do for a living as criminal defense lawyers begin in general district court, because if in that bar fight you bop someone in the head and don't injure them, you're charged with assault and battery. Your trial will be in the general district court.
Right.
If you stab them in the heart and kill them, your preliminary hearing will be in the general district court, generally speaking. You'll have a preliminary hearing, and then the case would move on to circuit court from there.
Right, and circuit court's where the big felony trials happen.
Circuit court is where felony trials happen. It's where misdemeanor trials one might lose, you can appeal to the circuit court. If you lose in a misdemeanor case or a traffic case or a civil case, you have the right to appeal to the circuit court for what's called the trial de novo. The old trial doesn't count. New trial goes forward. That's where the final decision is made.
But basically, most Virginians who have any contact with the court system are going to have contact because they were going a little too fast on the interstate one day. Or they bounced a check, or, I don't know, their neighbor's dog barks too much and they're fighting the neighbor about the dog barking. I mean, something relatively small, and it's going to be in general district court.
Absolutely. And the highest volume of type of cases in the general district court will be traffic cases.
And those courts, the general district court for the city and the county right now, are located within, what, a block and a half, two blocks?
You mean the two general district courts?
Yeah. I mean, it's a long block, maybe.
Yeah, you go outside of the Albemarle County General District Court. You walk across about a third of Court Square, down one block to Market Street, make a left-hand turn, go one block, and you're at the City General District Court.
Right. So it's easy enough if, for example, you as a citizen with a traffic ticket got confused about which court you were going to be in, to show up at Court A, be told, "Whoops, you're in the wrong court." And then walk to Court B.
That is not an uncommon occurrence. I've had it happen with clients of mine. I've seen it happen for about a dozen years. I was a substitute judge in the general district court, and to be a lone person sitting in the courtroom, sometimes at the end of the docket,
right,
and you'd say, "Can I help you?" And they come up with their paper saying my case hasn't been called, and says because it's in the wrong court. In a case like that, the other docket may be over with. They get a note. They're not going to be punished for not going to court.
But if they figure it out in the middle of the docket, they can just walk down the street.
Absolutely. And if the courts were located in the same building, they would not walk down the street. They would go upstairs or downstairs or across the hall, and it would be even easier.
Right. So what's being talked about now? It sounds like the plan was at some point to build these new courts in the same building, and wouldn't that be ducky, and wouldn't that make everything easier for everyone? But we wouldn't be having a radio show about it if that was the plan. So what's going on now?
Well, that was the plan for a long time, and it still might happen. But that's much more questionable now than it was even 60 days ago or 90 days ago. If you like, I can give you a little bit of the background on that.
Let's have it.
So for a couple of years, the city and county, and when I say the city and the county, we're talking about the Board of Supervisors in the city, the city council, worked together with representatives from each of their elected groups of officials and also staff. There was a thing called the Courts Committee, which also included the general district court judges, other so-called stakeholders, people involved in the court system, and a representative from the Charlottesville Albemarle Bar Association. And they met a number of times. They commissioned a study called the Mosley Report. The final report was issued August 12, 2015, but a preliminary report was available many months before that.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent that this group centered on one of the options that was discussed in the Mosley Report, and that's what I described before,
right,
at the corner of
the
Park
Levy
and
Opera House.
Levy Opera House, Jessup House, new building, etc. And they moved forward on that. And everyone involved, both the Board of Supervisors, City Council, decided this is a good idea. Board of Supervisors, big decision, because they would spend about $40 million of Albemarle County taxpayer money to build the building in the city of Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
Charlottesville's big contribution was they'd spend about $7 million to move their general district court. And Charlottesville right now does not feel the need to move or the need for more space, but it sees that in the future it will be beneficial. And Charlottesville sees that it will be very beneficial to the entire legal community, the people who use the courts, much more importantly, the historic character of Court Square, to have these courts stay at Court Square. Now, that move forward, we go to November of 2014, and representatives from Albemarle County said to the city representatives, please give us some details on parking, because we believe that parking is a serious concern. We want to have some number of spaces that are dedicated to the use of the Albemarle County General District Court.
Now, the report came out when?
Final report was issued in August of 2015, but the preliminary drafts were available before then.
Okay.
Long before August 2015, they concentrated on this option that we discussed before.
2014, do you really mean 2014 is when they're having this conversation?
About parking.
Parking?
Yes, November 2014.
All right, so even before the final report came out.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're talking about 19 months ago, almost. Mm-hmm. From November 2014 until the summer of 2015, mm-hmm. no specifics are being provided. Now, people in the different offices, county and city, elected official staff, I've talked with many of them, and I'm piecing things together. But there may be some dissenting view. There might be some people would say, "Well, other things were going on," but this is what I've learned. July of 2015, there's another meeting of this committee.
Right.
And at that meeting, the county officials inquired, "City, tell us, what details do you have about parking? What can you tell us about how parking is going to be taken care of?" And the city manager reported, Maurice Jones, reported to the group that a global parking study had been undertaken by the city, and the parking at this court complex was a component of that. The members from the Board of Supervisors, who then were Jane Dittmar, who's now a congressional candidate, former Board of Supervisors member, and Ann Malik, they told me and others at a subsequent meeting, their jaws dropped. Their jaws hit the table. They couldn't believe that they weren't getting more detail.
And that's because in November they had raised this issue and asked for the more detail, and now we're having this conversation in July or August, and we got nothing.
Correct.
We're going to study it.
Study's underway.
Mm-hmm.
And so now other issues were being dealt with as this one, including just the ownership of this, who would use what parts of the building, other things that would go along with two jurisdictions or any two parties owning a building that they're going to jointly use together.
Sure.
So the city council responded to the county's obvious displeasure and passed a resolution in August, August 17, 2015. And in that resolution, and I'll leave out all the whereases, but the city council resolved as follows. This resolution by the city council to assist in providing parking spaces for the operation of the county court system is expressly contingent on a continuing commitment by the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors to keep the county circuit and general district courts in downtown Charlottesville, and 2, the execution of an agreement between the city council and the Board of Supervisors wherein the city guarantees the availability of the agreed upon number of parking spaces, skipping, and the county agrees to be responsible for the ongoing market rate cost for these spaces. Now, the spaces they were talking about were 35 spaces at the beginning of the construction of the new complex and an additional 40 to 60 spaces needed by the county court system upon the issuance of a certificate of occupancy for the new county general district court. So the county's response to that was okay for now, and okay enough that they continued to negotiate with the city through the end of 2015. And those negotiations got very specific. Bill Letary, deputy county executive, did at the Board of Supervisors' direction draft up what's called the term sheet. And a term sheet is not a contract, not a full contract, but it sets forth all the significant material terms that the two parties need to agree upon before they go forward.
Let me pause for just a moment and say, you're listening to Straight Talk, and this is Andre Hakes, and my guest today is Bruce Williamson, and what we are talking about is the county city courts co-location issue, whether or not the general district courts for the city and county are going to stay where they are, move into the same building, or perhaps spread asunder across the face of Charlottesville. Okay, so keep going, Bruce. Tell me, let me just stop you for a second there and say, How do you know so much about this? What role have you played in this that you are able to speak to it at this level of detail?
I'm the chairman of the Bench Bar Relations Committee of the Charlottesville-Albemarle Bar Association, and that committee has been tasked, before I became involved with it last year, with talking to people and keeping the Bar Association up to date on this issue and on the progress between the city and the county.
And the Bar Association, by the way, the Charlottesville-Albemarle Bar Association, is basically all of the local lawyers, or almost all of the local lawyers.
Almost all. It's more than 400 members.
And there's a board of the Bar Association, which is maybe a dozen people.
Correct.
That sit around and ask for input on this kind of thing.
Yes. And you have sat on that board, and you've heard updates that I've given as we've gone through the year on this. And in that role, though, I have talked with, on numerous occasions, the city and county elected officials and various staff members to try to get information as we've gone along, because there have been gaps in communication. To some degree, even between the two parties, I've been reminded of the wonderful line that Strother Martin uttered in Cool Hand Luke: what we have here is failure to communicate.
Well, I have to say, as I have listened to what you have said at some of these bar board meetings, I have been struck by the fact that you are not only gathering and reporting information to the bar, but you are actively trying to bring these parties together and help them communicate with each other and share information.
That is correct. That is correct. And I'll get to a specific instance of that in a moment. So
all right.
Where we left off was, in this chronology, is the city passed this resolution promising X number of parking spaces on the conditions of the county committing to stay downtown and having an agreement to pay market rate for the spaces provided. Bilateri did up the term sheet in the fall of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Discussions were had between the two parties on a not public basis, but an informal basis.
What's a term sheet, Bruce?
Well, a term sheet is, you might call it a letter of agreement, but it's a sheet that is a document that lists how the parties will agree, or what the agreement of the parties is on numerous issues, such as the ownership of the building, what should happen if one of them wishes to vacate in the future, who gets to use what space, what's going to happen with maintenance, who's going to make the capital contributions, and so on.
It's sort of the kind of overview of what the proposed agreement is.
More than an overview, though, because it really does set forth principled agreements without being a formal written contract that a couple of lawyers get a hold of and make 10 times longer,
right,
but come to the same basic conclusions. No offense to the lawyers who draw up contracts, because that's what we need to do to be thorough. But the city and county agreed on all of the terms in the term sheet except for
parking.
Parking. And so the county's frustration grew over a number of months. Now, the degree to which that was directly expressed between these officials, I can't speak to, but I know that it grew. And I know that it grew because I've talked to county officials who've explained that to me.
Okay.
Now, in February of 2016, the Board of Supervisors directed their staff to report to the board at their early April meeting options for how to deal with the General District Court's need to expand. There are two new members of the Board of Supervisors, and they wanted some input, and they just decided to do that. Now, let me skip forward a bit. I attended that meeting in April. That was a general overview. The three options were: complete this project downtown, move the County General District Court and or other courts to the urban ring in the county, or move these and other courts and maybe even the county office building eventually to a Palais de Justice Government Center, but a place that will be out in the county on land that they already own, that they feel maybe provide commercial development opportunities to them as well.
What's the urban ring, Bruce?
Well, the urban ring is the part of Charlottesville, is the part of the county that immediately surrounds and is contiguous with the borders of the city of Charlottesville. If you leave most of the boundaries of the city of Charlottesville by car, you have to drive for a while through some pretty built-up areas before you get to open land. That's
right.
The urban ring.
I remember at some point hearing something about the Circuit City building, which is close to the Rio 29 interchange.
I have never talked to an elected or official or staff member in the county who specifically mentioned the Circuit City building. I have heard talk about the Albemarle Square Shopping Center. People have talked about the Walmart parking lot. I don't know that the county has focused ever on a specific location in the urban ring, but the notion there is to be a center, whether it be the government offices, whether it's just a general district court or others. There'd be residential areas close by. There'd be commercial areas close by that are somewhat already established.
What's wrong with the idea? What would happen if we moved the general district court to the Walmart parking lot, Bruce? I mean, other than, you know, it being Justice Day and low prices.
There are several reasons that the stakeholders in the courts and the elected officials of both jurisdictions have reached the decision it's best to keep these courts downtown. The main one concerns the public in a number of ways. One, many of the people who come to court, and it's probably a disproportion because it's just the way life goes, are people with moderate means or who are indigent.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these people have to travel to court from a distance. The way it is now, everything is centrally located in the middle of Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. It is equally fair or unfair to people who live most anywhere in the county. If the court were located up by Walmart or in any direction, a significant distance from Charlottesville, people from the remaining part of the county would have a hard time getting there, certainly by public transportation. Now all of the courts are easily accessible by public transportation because all of the public transportation in our area, not that it all extends way out into the county, but it's out in the county, all of our public transportation meets at the east end of the downtown mall in Charlottesville, not a long walk from any of these courthouses.
It's where the main bus station is.
It's where the transit center is, and you get on any bus line and it goes there.
Right. But they don't all go to Walmart.
They don't all go to Walmart. Some do, but they don't all. So that would involve going to the transit center, getting a transfer, going up on another bus ride. So back to the chronology. Now, I met with supervisors Brad Sheffield and Ann Malik in late March. I'm sorry. They were about to have a meeting in a few days with council members Mike Signer, the mayor, and Kathy Galvin, to negotiate specifically on the parking issue. At that point, I thank them individually, but I want to thank them publicly, both Brad Sheffield, Ann Malik, Mike Signer, Kathy Galvin, staff on both sides of this equation, who have been very open. Mm-hmm. In speaking with me as a representative of the bar, and I'm speaking now really as I've learned it from that, but what I'm saying, anything I say that's an opinion is mine and not the Bar Association's. I'm not authorized for that. But in speaking with me, they were very, very candid and very, very frank about the level of frustration, the growing level of frustration in the Board of Supervisors over the period of the previous 16 months about the fact that there was not a specific plan on the table to solve what they regarded as the parking issue. And they had decided, previous to this meeting, that what they wanted to do was to purchase a lot from the city. There is a parking lot on Market Street, East Market Street, right across from the Armory. It's right next to the Lucky 7 store, and it's bordered on one side by Market Street, two side streets, one of which is next to the Lucky 7, and then by the SNL Securities Building. It's this referred to as the 7th and Market lot. That's owned jointly by the city and the county. How that came about, I don't know, but it is. And so they want to purchase the city's interest in that lot. And I'm paraphrasing, but when they were told that, the supervisors explained to me that the city's response was not no, but heck no.
Mm-hmm.
And so... And that was
I thought it was something else you can't say on my radio station.
I'd rather not. I could, but I'd rather not. Yeah. But
the FCC wouldn't like it.
They wouldn't care, though. That would care. But
don't get tickled.
However, the city that response would have come from the staff, not the city council, and that was because the city has long since wanted to use that lot,
mm-hmm.
potentially use that lot along with the property that the Lucky 7 is on, the Guadalajara, which could be subject to an eminent domain acquisition by the city.
You're gonna take my margarita?
You can go elsewhere from the margarita. And to have...
Whoa, Mr. Williams.
Work with the owners of Guadalajara when they build this parking garage to keep Guadalajara on a corner of the parking garage.
All right, maybe if we build it into the bottom there. All right.
This is between you and them.
All right.
However, to use that to build a much-needed structure for parking downtown. when they were going to go into this negotiating meeting at the end of March, the county's position was going to be, as expressed to me by Supervisors Sheffield and Malik, not take it or leave it, but we really want to buy this parking lot. And Brad Sheffield stated that it's not take it or leave it, but close. But if the city had a good reason to not sell it, they would listen and continue to talk. I talked with Mayor Signer and Councilwoman Galvin and told them what was coming.
This is what's coming. This is what you're going to hear. Yeah.
And so, because I wanted to lessen the failure to communicate. And I made a suggestion to them. I said that you might want to consider other options. One option that occurred to me was perhaps give the county exclusive use of that by lease or by ownership for 5 years, some period of time. And then if the city then proceeded to build the parking garage, the county would then, by that agreement, be committed to cooperate the building garage. The council members came up with the notion that let's just build the parking garage now. And that was one of the options they discussed with the Board of Supervisors reps when they met at the end of that week.
Okay. Well, that seems like a reasonable option. The county is unhappy with this plan because they're concerned about parking. The city wants to build a parking garage anyway. Let's build the parking garage.
And of course, you know, going along with that are issues of timing and capital improvement budgets and things like that. But yes, conceptually, that's exactly right. And so they discussed that. And they left that meeting with three options that they had discussed. Two of them were the ones I just discussed. I don't know what the third was. It may have been the sale of that East 7th and Market lot to the county, city's interest being sold to them. And they set a meeting for May the 2nd to discuss this again. Now, I want to go back to the resolution that the city passed in August of 2015, where they said you're listening to Straight Talk.
That's what they said. They said that next. I think actually that probably some recording said something like that.
You're listening to Straight Talk on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville, brought to you by Tucker Griffin Barnes. If you'd like to participate in the program, it's 434-284-9470. And now, back to your host, Andre Hakes.
So, back in the studio, this is Straight Talk. Andre Hakes, my guest is Bruce Williamson, and we are talking about the court's co-location issue between the city and county right now. What's going to happen with the general district courts? So you were just about to tell us something important about the ongoing negotiations as they reached May of this year.
So as they got to the plan, there were two meetings planned, May 2 and May 9. They wanted to meet in April, but couldn't because of just scheduling. Nothing had to do with the merits of this discussion. And so I was going to flip back, though, to this resolution that the city passed on August 17th, 2015, where they agreed to provide these parking spaces for the County General District Court, conditioned on a commitment by the Albemarle County Board to keep the courts downtown and an agreement where the county would be responsible for the ongoing market rate cost for those spaces. And I'll point out that didn't say the county should help pay the city in any way to help provide the parking spaces that the city said it was going to provide.
So the way you interpret that document, the ongoing market rate cost of those spaces, is basically that the idea was the county was going to pay a certain amount every year for the use of the spaces to the city.
Yes, and with due respect, I don't think there's much interpretation to that. I think that's just exactly what this resolution says.
All right.
And so when they met on May 2nd, and I've gotten from the people on both sides, I've gotten two different versions, but they're almost exactly the same. The county left that meeting believing that the city had asked it to pay $2.5 million towards the construction of the garage. The city officials explained to me that they asked the county to pay up to $2.5 million toward the construction of that garage. The difference perhaps being slight, but maybe the latter being an invitation to negotiation. The county folks left that meeting chagrined because they had not felt that they were going to be asked to pay for that. Now, I have talked with some members of council who have told me that while all this was going on, from the time of the resolution in August of 2015 to May 2nd, 2016, that there were some informal discussions among some members of the board and maybe staff about maybe the county kicking in some money towards a parking garage. And I know that when I spoke with some people over this period of time, that the statement was made to me by county officials, we don't want to make an investment in a parking garage. We don't want to be owners of a parking garage with the city. So the point of that was that after May 2nd, they canceled the May 9 meeting, the county continuing to be chagrined and disappointed at that turn of events. At a meeting a couple of days after that May 2nd meeting, the county took a very different turn.
Mm-hmm.
And the Board of Supervisors directed their staff to consider a different option, which would entail moving the Albemarle County General District Court from Court Square to a distance about 0.4 miles away to the county office building, which is where the old Lane High School is on McIntyre Road, at the intersection of Preston and McIntyre.
Right.
And moving the county office building from there to a different location. Now, personally, my opinion is that struck me as being really interesting and unusual because the expense of moving the county office building would be massive.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of refitting the county office building to courtrooms, security in and out for prisoners, et cetera, would be significant as well. That the county staff was told to come back in 60 days, which would make it early July, with a report on that. In the meantime, however, other things have happened. I've had discussions with three separate members of City Council. I urged them, and again, this wasn't the Bar Association, this is me. I urged them to please have council talk amongst itself. And they can't meet three at a time because that's a meeting that has to be public.
Right.
But maybe to do some quiet negotiations in a proper legal manner so that the City Council may be prepared to tell the county, we'll build the parking garage. You don't need to pay us $2.5 million. That $2.5 million, by the way, came from the agreed-upon notion that $25,000 per space is what it costs to build a parking garage, and that's how they came up with that figure because the county wanted 100 spaces. But to say, please be prepared to do that. I've been told this week by two separate members of City Council that they've communicated that to the county recently, that
okay.
You don't have to pay for the parking garage. Come on board. Now, when I spoke with a member of the staff of the county a few weeks ago, after this May 2nd meeting where the county was asked to make a contribution to the garage, I said, if they had come into that meeting and said, we'll build the parking garage, would that have done the trick and would that have solved this problem? And the staff member's opinion, not
right.
an elected official, said,
right.
absolutely yes. So timing is critical, as we know. When you're having discussions with people over time, minds can change,
mm-hmm.
frustrations can build, people can look in other directions. This week, the county is looking in another new direction. This is while the study is pending
mm-hmm.
on moving the county office building. I don't know if they've directed staff to not go there anymore, but what they're considering now is this. Building a courthouse in the courtyard of Old Lane High School, now the county office building.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down Preston Avenue, you see a long front of a classic-looking building that used to be Lane High School,
right.
now the county office building. At each end, there's a wing extending perpendicular away from what your view is. You can't see it from there. And so it's in that space in the middle they're considering and looking into what it would cost, what the benefits would be of building building a courthouse there. And the county will consider, as it does that, perhaps inviting the city to move its general district court down there, too, so that both of the general district courts would then potentially be located in a new facility in the courtyard at the county office building. The city, as expressed to me by the mayor yesterday, sees some benefits to that. Because the notion is that the county may offer the city some financial incentives to come down there. The city has its capital budget to consider. How much is available to build a parking garage? How much is available to put into a new courthouse? What's going to happen with other parking initiatives? The city is about to announce a multi-point parking plan. The city is looks like they've come up with about to be released global strategy on parking, which is much needed, because prior city councils, quite frankly, have neglected this and let parking slide.
They're addressing the can down the road, I think.
They've done that, and now looks like these folks will want to do something with the can. And so there's some attraction to that. This is something that is brand new. The Bar Association hasn't, of course, considered that. I'm not even sure how many people in the Bar Association know about that, except those who are listening now. They'll find out about it soon because I'm going to send them an email. But that's what's being considered now. And the city now, its posture evidently is to wait. But the city said that they have communicated this to the county. We'll build you the parking garage. And the county at this point has said, not necessarily. That won't seal the deal now. So we're going to look into this other option of building the courthouse behind the county office building in that parking lot, in the courtyard.
It seems to me that while it would be a better location than Walmart, it's still pretty far away from the other courts. The nice thing about where the courts are right now is that you can walk from any city or county court to any other city or county court in about, 3-4 minutes? At a good clip?
Two if you're late. You can run. I've run. I've seen people run across Court Square. Well, there are several benefits to the courts being located in the same building, some of which would be served by having the courts together at any location, and they are.
But we wouldn't be moving the JDR court, and we wouldn't be moving the circuit courts.
No. But just on the general district court level, there's a benefit in that the judges, the current judges, Judge Barkley, who sits chiefly in Albemarle County, and Judge Downer, who sits chiefly in the city, they switch dockets. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they have to cover for each other if there's a conflict of interest in a case.
Right.
That would be eased by being in the same building, no matter where that building is.
Right.
And as we discussed before, when people come to the wrong courthouse or the wrong court, well, now it's the courthouse, but come to the wrong court, that's easily solved by being within the same building. But that's all. That's all that would be benefited by the courts being down there, again, in my humble opinion. It's about 0.4 miles from the current location of the General District Court of Albemarle County, a little farther away than the city General District Court. So the conveniences for people getting to the courts, many would have to take two buses. As you said, not all buses go to Walmart. Not all buses go to the county office building. The transit center is probably 0.6 miles away from there, a long walk or another bus ride, increasing the time for people who rely on public transportation to get there. There is evidently a fair amount of parking. There's a long parking lot there. Now, I've not measured this, but it's my opinion, it's my feel, that if you're in the far reaches of that parking lot, you're almost as far away from the courthouse as you would be from the Market Street parking garage to Court Square. If it's not exactly right, it's a close call, but it's a linear parking lot that runs away from the courts building. Of course, they could redesignate their parking and put the court spaces closer to the building. It would be a tremendous inconvenience for prosecutors. The benefit now of the courts being so close by, and this is particularly true of Albemarle County, but also very much true of Charlottesville. Albemarle County prosecutor's office is in the basement of the building that the general district court is in.
Mm-hmm.
They go upstairs for general district court. They go next door for circuit court. They go across the street for juvenile court.
Yep.
Prosecutors have a large caseload, and even though they divide up their work, as we know, and prosecutors tend to specialize in one court or another, it doesn't always happen that way, and they need to cover for each other, and they can do it moments' notice now.
Well, and defense counsel has to go to the prosecutor's office oftentimes to review case files or, it's not just the prosecutors. I agree they'd be most impacted by something like this, but I think the attorneys who are practicing criminal defense would also be affected by it. It's much nicer to be able to just walk downstairs to the Commonwealth Attorney's office if you need to.
From the clerk's office.
Yes.
Yes. And lawyers will be the lawyers who do their jobs correctly will be doing research that includes pulling some documents from the county general district
That's
court,
right.
checking on criminal records, things like that. You can do one-stop shopping. Now, if they moved it to the Levy Opera House location, be slightly less convenient in the county than it is now, but no significance.
Be a block.
You walk across the street. You do your work in the city and county general district court clerk's offices. You walk across the street Albemarle Circuit Court is there. You walk down the block, City Circuit Court is there. So that's a convenience. And when we say convenience for lawyers, now I've talked to several officials, and a lot of times people will say to me, well, yeah, you know, might not be as convenient for the lawyers, and the lawyers this and the lawyers that. It's not about the lawyers. It's about their clients. Because when lawyers are inconvenienced, when lawyers have to take more time to do cases, it costs their clients more money.
Right.
When lawyers can't do a case in the Charlottesville General District Court and the City General District Court and sometimes in the juvenile court in the same morning because
and
the listeners may not be aware of this, those that have been fortunate enough not to be in the courthouse for a long docket, is most general district court dockets are a couple of hours long, and you come at a certain time, and there's a whole bunch of cases, and you can't know exactly in what order those will be called. Sometimes the lawyers, with cooperation from prosecutors, hey, I need to be in another court. Can you get me out early?
Right.
And they can do that. You go to another court. And the judges understand that.
Right.
And if so-and-so's case is called, Ms. Hakes is in the Charlottesville General District Court. Okay, we'll put this case aside and call other cases until she comes up. And that works very, very well. Lawyers can charge their clients less money when they're covering several courts in a day. That won't be, it would not be able to be done. Now, if the city and the county general district court move to the same building, then yes, in those two courts, you could do the same two in the same day, but
right.
not juvenile court and not circuit court.
Right.
The people who deal in and around the courts, the sheriffs, the clerks, would be when you lose efficiencies when you spread things out.
So this is, again, one of those happy moments when I'm going to say you are listening to Straight Talk on WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. And my guest today is Bruce Williamson. We're talking about the plans which are afoot for moving about the various courts downtown, particularly the general district courts. So, Bruce, what's the solution to this? I mean, it sounds like we just narrowly missed solving this problem by having the city say, okay, we'll build the parking garage, you don't have to pay for it, at the right moment. We missed that by a few weeks, and now we're back into this potential turmoil.
I think that that's true. Again, that's my opinion. That's exactly what happened. But the window was not really very narrow. The window extended from late 2014 through all of 2015. Had the city met this, had the city arrived at the position it's at now. Now, we have two new members of council now, so this is not meant to criticize any individual elected official. But I do have a criticism for the government of the city of Charlottesville as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
If that had been done earlier, I believe that Deputy County Executive Leteri was right. I believe he knew what he's talking about, but again, he's not an elected official. When he told me, "Oh yeah, that would have been the deal would have been done."
Mm-hmm.
So this had been done, in April or March or February or January or the previous 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that's going on here that a lot of people don't know about, and there's no reason they should. For a long time, people in and around this discussion would say, when the county said, we need these parking spaces, they'd say, parking problem? What parking problem?
Right.
The judges have told me, they don't have any, and the clerks have told me, there's no big issue of people failing to get to court because of parking problems.
Right.
Is parking a pain in the neck in the city of Charlottesville? Anyone that's been there will know the answer to that. Yes. However, the fact of the matter is that the county board of supervisors looks out for their constituents as they should.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that they need spaces for that building. That's a condition that they've set. They need spaces. So regardless of what anybody may feel about whether or not there is a parking crisis with the general district courts, one has to look at that realistically, respect the county's position, and try to meet that.
Mm-hmm.
The city has done that, but
a little late.
Maybe too late, maybe not too late. We don't know where this current examination of the option for the county considering building the courthouse in the courtyard.
Do you think that's a real option, or do you think that this is kind of brinksmanship to sort of push the city to move forward on the parking?
I don't question the county's sincerity at looking at options. I believe that they are looking at options.
They got frustrated by the delay, and so they just started thinking about other possibilities.
I absolutely would not question the sincerity or the accuracy, really, of what Supervisors Malik and Sheffield reported to me late in March.
Mm-hmm.
There was no gamesmanship about that. Some people also are concerned in this city that any time there's a financial issue with the county, that the county is trying to get money back from the city for the revenue sharing.
Briefly talk about the revenue sharing thing. I mean, we don't have a lot of time left, but I want you to sort of define what that issue is.
Up until the 1980s, independent cities in Virginia could, under certain circumstances, expand by annexing or taking into their fold areas in adjoining counties that had become urbanized. In the early 1980s, there was a bill passed by the Virginia General Assembly and that would forbid the Charlottesville annexing Albemarle County. The two counties join in to an agreement under which, instead of the city being able to annex parts of Albemarle County, Albemarle County would pay the city money under a certain formula ad infinitum. Now, unfortunately, from the county's point of view, not too many years later, annexation was destroyed by act of the legislature, and there's no more annexation in
basically,
Virginia.
Basically, cities used to be able to say, we're going to take this additional however many acres of land out of the county and make it part of the city. Why? Because it's gotten urbanized, and we're going to grow our tax base, and our city's getting bigger, and now this is our land.
And that was the state legislator's view of how cities act and how counties
and
act.
And the county of Albemarle, wanted the city to stop doing that. And so they reached an agreement with the city where the city agreed to stop doing that, and the county agreed to pay the city every year. A chunk of money.
Yes, exactly right.
And then within a few years of that, the legislature passed this law that said cities can't do that anymore.
Yes.
But now the county's mad because they're in this agreement to pay money forever for something that if they just waited a couple years, they wouldn't have had to pay for.
And yes, and of course, from their point of view, that's unfortunate. they would have said to themselves, shucks, or words to that effect, if we'd only waited a few more years. But if they waited a few more years, Fashion Square would probably be in the city of Charlottesville.
Right.
So might everything else on the east side of Route 29.
Right.
So the question is, economically, would the county be better or worse off? We don't know.
Right.
But that's what's in place. However, the supervisor said to me, this is a discrete issue. We're not trying to negotiate this issue in a manner that's geared to getting money back or somehow lowering effectively what we're having to pay the city in revenue sharing. And I believe them. Now, as I'm hearing myself talk, I'm sounding like I'm being more critical of the city than I am of the county.
You are sounding that way, Bruce.
And I mean to be on the parking issue only, but I think that both the city and the county need to be given tremendous credit for having worked together on this project for a long time, come up with a specific plan, reached agreement on almost every issue except parking. Now, we all know that parking is a very thorny issue in Charlottesville. The idea of Charlottesville doing a global study, as the city manager reported it was doing in the summer of 2015 to the county, is a good thing as it addresses parking generally in the city. The mayor told me yesterday that Charlottesville is about to announce a multi-point plan to address the parking issue, including some parking structures. That's a good idea. The timing of that, though, is it overlaid with the county's desire to get this decision made because its capacity, it's over capacity in the general district court. It needs to plan for new space fairly soon.
Right.
There's that overlay there. Is my opinion that the city of Charlottesville should have gotten to this position sooner? Yes, it is. But I don't mean to be condemnatory of them because they have many things to deal with and they have budget issues to deal with as well. But the fact of the matter is, if this process results in the court or courts being located away from downtown Court Square, I think it comes back to this issue and the fact that the city didn't meet the county's demands, essentially, or requirements on this issue soon enough.
Well, it seems like moving the General District Court, the Albemarle County General District Court, whether it's with the city court or not, away from Court Square, moving it away from that center, is a bad thing for people who do business in the courts. not just lawyers, but lawyers' clients and judges, and help out the sheriff's department people who shuttle the people back and forth from the jail and all the clerk's office staff, and it's a bad thing. How do we get it solved? What do you think needs to happen here, and what can people who want this problem solved do to contribute to it happening?
If people agree that the courts should be located at Court Square and that the plan that they've worked so hard on should be brought to fruition, they should make contact with their members of City Council and members of the Board of Supervisors, and not just those that represent them directly. Of course, in Charlottesville, all council members represent everybody because we're not divided into wards. In Albemarle County, there are magisterial districts, but if people are acquainted with a supervisor, talk to them informally. If they're not acquainted with them, write them an email, write them a letter. Elected officials want to hear from their constituents. We've urged the Bar Association on several occasions, both in writing that President Lewis Martin sent out a couple of times and orally at bar luncheons, monthly meetings, to make contact with elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor reported to me yesterday he's heard basically from no lawyers. The lawyers have not been responsive enough, and that may be for a variety of reasons. I think that one of the big reasons is that the Bar Association tends to over-rely on the leadership, the members of the board, and the designated officials
of
the board.
Well, the individual attorneys aren't paying attention to this issue and won't pay attention to it until it's too late and it bites us all in the butt.
Well, but many of the lawyers don't go to court, so maybe they don't care as much.
Oh, well, there's that.
But there's also the historical aspect is significant, too. The Charlottesville Chamber of Commerce weighed in on this with a very good statement a month or two ago. And one of the things they focused on is the historic nature. And it changes. It changes forever. There had been talk at one point of the county moving even the circuit court or maybe even the juvenile court away. The county residents would have to approve a referendum to move the circuit court. I don't think that they have that in mind, at least not at this point. But it could. Charlottesville is still a small town, even though it doesn't feel that way. For those of us who lived here for 40 years, it's changed quite a bit, but maybe not as much as it did in the previous 40 years. But the legal community, and I don't just mean the lawyers, I mean everyone, would be affected by this adversely. Emphasis on especially the general public, and particularly the members of the general public who are indigent or less affluent, not a surprise, because most things that fall on people fall disproportionately on the poor.
Who are the County Board of Supervisors members who are most involved in this issue? Who are the two that you've been talking to in these meetings?
Brad Sheffield and Ann Malik. But the other members of the Board of Supervisors are also much involved in this, too. People have various opinions about what the supervisors say. Some people say this supervisor is dedicated to moving the courts and this supervisor wants to move them. They've all said publicly that, I've had people tell me that Rick Randolph really wants to move these courts. He said publicly in April that he believes it's best to conclude this process with the city, but that he wants the board to have options in case the process can't be concluded satisfactorily. And that's just the responsible thing to do. Other supervisors have told me that, Brad Sheffield and Ann Malik being two of them, that the county may need to have a bond issue to pay for the courthouse, $40 million downtown. They need to go to their constituents and say, we considered all the options.
Right.
And this really is the best option. It's best for the whole community. It might be there could be some economic development in Albemarle County if you move it elsewhere, but it wouldn't be good for the whole community. That's why we want to conclude this process. That's where they are, have been, and they still may be there because this study that this county is undergoing about building the courthouse in the courtyard at Albemarle County office building may or may not be something that's picked up on by them or even by the city of Charlottesville. So this is not a dead issue. Decisions have not been made. People can still affect the process by being in touch with their elected officials.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today and talking about this with me.
Been a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. You are listening to Straight Talk on WPVC 94.7 FM. And I'm Andre Hakes, and this will conclude this weekend's show. I'll see you guys later. All have a good weekend.
This has been Straight Talk with your host, Andre Hayes, brought to you by Tucker Griffin Barnes. Production is from Olivia August, engineering, Mike Friend. Be sure and listen again next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for Straight Talk on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.